Joining us now from Top Golf, Morgan Wallace. Morgan, welcome into the golf shop.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so I have not been to one of these yet because I haven't been anywhere where I've had one, but we're getting one here in Charlotte. So tell us, what are we gonna get? What are we gonna have?
Yes, you are. Oh my gosh, you are going to get the best time of your life, literally. So Top Golf, for those that aren't familiar with it, we are a sports entertainment venue. So essentially we encompass every one of the five senses whenever it comes to having fun. So we have a full driving range that's three stories. And basically, you and your group will be in a bay where you hit a microchip golf ball out onto the outfield. And in the outfield, there's giant targets that light up. And then whenever your ball goes into a target, it instantly relays back to your bay how many yards you hit it, where you hit it, and it rewards you points based on what game you're playing. And we have different games based on if you want to work on your putting or your long drives or your chipping. There's really something for everyone. And then for those that aren't golfers, like myself, there's bars, there's music, there's fun and games. There's really just truly something for everyone.
All right, well, I've been to Top Golf. I've been to Top Golf in Dallas. And I was there, I think, with a bachelor party or a wedding party of some sort. It's vague. I don't remember. I'm not much of a golfer either. I was probably focusing on the bar and the pool tables and things like that. And it was amazing. And for anybody, you know, who's listening, this will become a destination in Charlotte, like anything else, like the NASCAR Hall of Fame. It's going to be, you know, convenient to 45, which is always convenient to 77 and 85. So coming in from Greensboro, coming in from the mountains, if you're coming across, you know, into town for something else, Top Golf is going to be a place to go, and you don't have to be a great golfer. They have great events there, and it can fuel your competitive interest a little bit while still drinking beer and playing golf. I mean, it's really remarkable. So why the Carolinas? Why has Top Golf in its expansion decided to come to the Carolinas?
Yeah, so we look at a bunch of different things whenever we're coming to a region or interested in a region, you know, the proximity to the highways, the climate in general, and just the city itself. And there's a large fan base of golfers there in Charlotte, and there's a really strong community. And being that it's one of the, you know, largest regions and fastest growing U.S. cities, it was definitely a market that we wanted to get into. So it takes a couple months working, you know, with the city to figure out exactly what we're going to do. But then once we announce that we're coming, it takes about 8 to 10 months to build the venue based on, you know, weather and scheduling and things like that. So we're right on track to open early spring, possibly early summer, but it's probably going to be more in like the April to June range next year. But we're super excited. I mean, it's going to be a great, great venue.
Yeah, I mean, convenient to all of our listeners. It's going to be off of I-485 at Arrowwood Road. Everybody knows where that is. And, you know, if I remember correctly, the one that I went to was sort of crescent-shaped and had multiple, it may have had multiple floors. What's the Charlotte design? Is there a template? Is there a formula? Or do you guys cater a little bit to the area that you're building?
Yeah. So if you came in Dallas, we have three venues here in Dallas. Our corporate headquarters is here, and then we have one in Allen, the Colony in Dallas. I don't know which one you went to, but our Dallas venue is slightly different because that was our first venue here in Dallas, and we kind of catered things around how that went. So all of our venues moving forward right now are three levels. It's about a 65,000 square foot venue overall. And the outfield is 215 yards. And so the targets are based, you know, 25 yards, 50 yards, 100 yards. So it kind of goes out that way. And then we have 102 bays. So there's 34 bays on each floor. And then there's two restaurants and bars inside. And then there's event spaces. There'll be a rooftop terrace up on the third floor that has cabanas and fire pits. And that's where we'll have DJs and live bands on the weekends. And so it's just truly a fun entertainment because there's so many options. There's pool tables and shuffleboard. There's, you know, programming for kids. We have PGA pros that are directors of instruction that'll be able to teach golf lessons and host clinics and leagues. I mean, there's just so many different things going on that whether or not you truly enjoy golfing, you're still going to have a great time and you're going to want to come back.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just like for kids' parties and it's not like putt-putt. I mean, we're talking about there are people who are hardcore golfers who will take their clubs every afternoon and go out and practice their game, you know, and work on their distances and work on their control and their flight control and all that stuff and not really worry about the scoring and stuff like that. And then you can see a group of two or four people at a single bay drinking beers, hanging out, having a good time. You know, what's the most successful kind of event that you guys host there?
I mean, we host everything. We have an events team that's specifically there to help with corporate events, meetings. A lot of companies run out the corporate space and they host their morning meetings or their yearly summits, and then they'll all go out to the bays and play golf. We host a lot of bachelor parties, which I know that you're familiar with. Bachelorette parties, wedding rehearsal dinners, birthday parties. I mean, you name it. We really host a variety of different things. And we can cater it to whatever you want. If you're just wanting to have a family reunion or a get together where you have a couple days sectioned off with, you know, a buffet set up, we can do that. If you're wanting to have, you know, a keynote with a podium and have the screen show presentation, we can do that. It's very segmented to your specific needs and what you're wanting. We can do it.
Again, we're talking with Morgan Wallace of Top Golf. And Morgan, when you talk about, you know, we always hear this from everybody about growing the game of golf. And this seems like the perfect opportunity to do that because it gives people that maybe haven't played golf before. I mean, you can rent clubs and get out there and play. There's so many other things to do at the facility that, you know what, if you go out there and you hit a couple golf balls and you don't enjoy it, there's other things that you can go do. But at the same time, if you go out there and start hitting golf balls and the targets are lighting up and you're getting points and everybody's having fun, it encourages people to learn how to play the game of golf, doesn't it?
Exactly. And that's one of the things we pride ourselves on. So me growing up, I grew up watching my dad play golf, and he would take me a couple times, but I was hot, and I would hit the golf ball, and then all the grass would pop up, and he'd get mad at me because I ruined the course, you know? And so for me, I was always intimidated by it because I wasn't good at it, and I didn't really enjoy it. But then when I went to Topgolf for the first time, before I even was interested in working there, I was hitting the ball, I was having a good time, there was music playing, and I was really like, okay, if I just, you know, move my arm like this, I can actually hit it, and look how far I hit it. And so that's what's so great about it is we're really introducing the sport to those that might have been intimidated by it in the past, or those, you know, kids that have never really hit the golf ball before, and they're participating in our summer academy and our leagues, and they're actually really interested. And so then families get to now go out and have family days at the actual golf course because their family actually has that want to go play golf and learn it. I mean, we work very closely with the National Golf Foundation, and they did a study last year alone that said of Topgolf guests surveyed who have been playing golf less than 3 years, 24% of them said they began playing after they visited their first Topgolf. And then 82% of those guests said Topgolf definitely influenced their decision to learn to play golf. So we're really kind of reinvigorating the sport and bringing life back into it and getting more people to be interested in the game of golf again.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, people watch golf on TV and they look at it and they go, man, that doesn't look like a very strenuous sport. But, you know, you start realizing that these guys are out in, you know, in 90-degree weather and they're hitting golf balls for an hour. I mean, if you go to the driving range and just get three buckets of balls and hit them for an hour, you're going to be exhausted. So I think the opportunity that you have with Top Golf is that you give people the opportunity to hit, you know, 5, 10, or 15 golf balls, rest, watch other people do it, have a couple of drinks, you know, goof off, do whatever you're going to do, go back and hit 5 or 10 more golf balls, and it spaces it out, and you're not feeling the need to hit ball after ball after ball after ball, so it gives them the opportunity. Now, talk about, you know, the scoring and the microchip. How does that work? I mean, if you have 6 people in the bay all hitting, how do we know whose golf ball's whose?
Yeah, so there's one person that can be hitting at a time. So basically we have your bay, and then there's 2 TVs in your bay. The one on the bottom will show the game and, like, how the scoring's going. The one above is connected to, like, ESPN, ABC, whatever, there's a big sporting event going on, you can change the channel and watch what you want to watch. So then when the person is up hitting their golf ball, everyone else is still sitting at the table, getting a drink, whatever. But when they scan their club over the sensor, it's going to pop out a golf ball. And then when they hit it, it takes about 2 or 3 seconds for it to register. And it will instantly show back on their screen as well as the game screen that you all can see what target they hit it into, if they hit it into the target in my case, which normally doesn't happen, but I'm working on it. But it'll tell you, you know, 82 yards, 20 points, hitting the same target for double points. And so each game has about 20 golf balls that each person can hit. So you hit five and the next person gets up and they scan it. But each person has a profile with their playing card. So there's 6 different profiles up on the screen. So you just click on your name whenever it's your turn, and then you go, it registers with your card. Sometimes I like to make my boyfriend go up and hit, but I put it on mine. And when he hits, I put it on my name so that
cheater.
I get all those points, so I don't look as bad as I am.
Cheater.
But it's just a really fun way to get your whole group involved, and then you can help each other out, give each other tips. But there's different games, like I said earlier, based on what you really want to work on. There's some games that take away your points if you miss it. There's some games that double your points if you hit it again. So it really just depends on what you want to work on.
Yeah, and you can bring a lot of people bring their own clubs. That when you talk about scanning the club, it's not like it has to be a special club. You're really just, it's like a fancy bowling scoring system that you're going in order, and you're the scan of the club is just saying that we've got a new player up and that the next 5 balls will come from the new player. So, you know, it's not
We have clubs in every bay for you to use. We have a set of women's clubs and a set of men's clubs. But then we also have kids' clubs, and then we have left-handed clubs as well. You just ask for them when you get there. So it's about 50-50 people that bring their own clubs. But a lot of the people that are coming aren't golfers. Half of our guests aren't golfers. And so, like you said, you have the golfers that are really into it, and they come early mornings every day. They're members with us, and they hit their clubs. And then we have some that just come in with their clubs that they haven't used in 10 years, and they can hit the ball. So it's really just personal preference, whatever you want to use.
Yeah, and for the golfers who want to come there and practice, I mean, we can all go out to a range, and you might have a range that's 40, 50, 80, 100 yards wide, and you're aiming at targets, but sure, I mean, it's hard to tell. You get your 7-iron, and you're saying, okay, I'm 175 with my 7-iron, but how accurate am I? I mean, you're hitting it to this to this small target. But one of the things that I think our listeners need to understand, we're talking about, you know, we're not talking chips and dip here. The food at this place is unbelievable. Your drink menu, your beer options, and then, I mean, we're not, you know, I'm looking at the PDF now, and we're not talking about, you know, getting some, you know, pigs in a blanket necessarily. We've got everything. We got calamari, we've got guac and chips, we've got craft beer queso, and that's just some of the appetizers. Bacon, mac and cheese spring rolls, those sound life-changing.
Those are life-changing. So that's a big misconception, is people think whenever they go to a sports bar of any type that, you know, the food isn't going to be the best, but it's going to be decent and greasy and what you need to get through the night. But at Topgolf, we have between 50 and 75 associates in the kitchen alone, and it's nearly a 24/7 food prep operation. We cook the majority of our food in-house. We smoke our own chicken. We candy our own pecans. We make everything daily, and it's fresh, good food. And we have, you know, we have our signature dishes. We have our Mac Daddy burger, which is a burger with green chili mac and cheese on it. We have our injectable donut holes, which whenever we get out there, you're going to have to come try because they are to die for. But we have a lot of different options based on, you know, if you want a salad, if you want a flatbread, if you want wings, and it's amazing food, and people really don't understand that until they order it. And it's amazing. And we have great chefs that work around the clock with their teams to create new items. And the event menu is spectacular. It's not on our regular menu, but we have tons of great event options for your events that you host. So it's for people that want to come in and just have lunch with us. It's for people that, you know, just want to have a quick business meeting, have a drink, and they look at the menu and they're like, okay, let's order some queso. Like, this looks amazing. So it's really great.
By the way, I'm going to go find one just for brunch for chicken and waffle sliders.
Yes.
I mean, the picture is unbelievable.
One of the good menus as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Charlotte Observer has been writing about it. The Charlotte Business Journal has been writing about it. Greensboro has been writing about it. The arrival of Topgolf in the Carolinas is a big deal. And like we said at the beginning, 45 right off of Arrowwood Road, convenient to all of our listenership, frankly, if they're coming to Charlotte or coming through Charlotte or whatever, it's got to be a destination. So how can somebody at home right now today listening to us find out more about Topgolf?
So right now, if they want to kind of start getting familiar with the game in general, you can actually play Topgolf through the WGT app. We acquired WGT a couple months ago, and we've really grown our media capabilities. And so we're now on the WGT game. So anyone that has that app, if they don't, they should download it and start playing Topgolf from their mobile device to get familiar with how it works. But then we will have our local teams there in the next couple months that'll be out in the community spreading the word, handing out flags, things like that. But we have our Topgolf social media channels, and then we also have Topgolf Charlotte on Facebook and Topgolf NC on Twitter. So ways to get connected, and then just topgolf.com will be posting updates. There's photos and a video of the viewers aren't familiar with Topgolf or haven't seen one, but there will be a lot of venues opening. We're opening 7 to 10 a year for the next couple of years, so there will be a lot of stories popping up about new venues and images. I mean, I just got back from Portland late last night where we opened our 28th yesterday, so we're growing really fast, and you can pretty much find out about Topgolf anywhere. Google's the best thing.
Hey, maybe we'll come out and do a live remote when you open in Charlotte.
Yeah. Definitely. Come on out. We'd love to do that.
That would be cool.
That'd be awesome. You might not get a lot of work done.
No. We don't. This isn't work. Yeah,
that's okay. Well, Morgan, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and we look forward to having y'all here in the Carolinas.
Yeah, well, we are excited to be there, and I'll touch base with you guys soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot.